Oh, Lord. What up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm L'Oreal.
And Tank is here.
And I'm Tank.
Yes. He already started before. We have to chain him down to the seat because we don't want him acting nothing out.
I just have wild legs, man.
We've seen those crazy legs up in the air.
Look at these. These jeans have a lot of stretch in them, too.
Yeah. Amiri finally came out with like the male version of a woman's jeans. You know what I'm saying? Like,
for a man, get some give in this thing.
So I can really.
No, the Mary G's do have a lot of stretch.
The Mary G got stretch. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, I see.
Okay. What Meek say can fit about 30 racks in these Amiris, he's right.
Well, you just sit down, all right?
I'm going to stay seated. I got you. We won't go viral.
All right, so let's talk to Tank. We were just talking about the things that guys say when they fuck up, right? Mm-hmm. And I always say one of the number one lines a man says is, I'm a work in progress. Mm-hmm. What are some other things that guys say when they mess up to excuse themselves?
I'm only human. Mm-hmm. Or I'm just a man.
Right.
I love using the idea that we're flawed creatures.
Yes, everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah, men have to as you continue to tear yourself down in the midst of your wrong, you have to build the woman up. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, you are the supreme being.
Right.
I'll never be you. I'll never be what you
don't
are.
Don't be like me.
Don't be like me. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even deserve you. Don't be like me
look at
is
me.
One of the
yeah,
key
like,
that
look
is.
Me. I'm a mess.
I'm a mess. I need you to fix me. Help me.
If you don't fix me, who will?
There's a lot of things I went through that I still haven't dealt with, and I need you to make me a better person.
That's right.
You're here in my life to help me.
These are truths. These aren't lies. I mean, we use them at an opportune time, mm-hmm. but these are truths.
Right. I seen my daddy do the same thing.
You did?
My daddy. Yeah. I learned that from my uncle was like this.
Nobody taught me. Nobody was there to show me.
Nobody was here to show me.
Before you. I definitely had a guy say to me before, like, but I don't lie to you. I've only lied to you a couple times about women. And I'm like,
that's a lie.
That's the whole problem.
But I'm not a liar.
It was just about women. Like, that's it.
I hear what he's saying.
He's not a liar.
He just lied twice.
Doesn't that make you a liar?
No, because I've done construction a couple times, but I'm not a construction worker.
But you could always go back to doing construction.
No, I can go back. I mean, I just held the sign.
Let me ask you this. If you stop singing, right, does that mean you're not a singer no more?
See, you're confusing the two because you're insinuating that he once was a liar, right? So he's maintained that he's never lied. That's never been his position.
Only about women.
Those two times about those two girls.
So let's say a guy sucked a dick one time.
Jesus Christ.
Does that mean that?
What does that mean?
Say twice. You said twice earlier.
Guys suck a dick twice.
I'm waiting for the rest of this. A guy sucked a dick twice. Does that make you gay?
No, here's the thing. Okay.
I just sucked a dick twice.
And this is twice as excessive.
Okay, so now it's excessive.
But let's dig into it, right? Okay.
He
sucked a dick once, right? Mm-hmm. And then he's like, I'm not sure if I liked it or not.
Let me try it again.
And then he says, you know what? It's not for me. Don't like the taste. You see what I'm saying?
Don't like the taste.
We're not talking about chicken. We're talking about dickin'.
Dick in his jaw. How you made a bar out of chicken and dickin'.
Because she's an artist at heart. Natural. Comes natural.
But it doesn't mean he's gay. It means he sucked dick twice.
Okay. So just for the sake of your argument, that's okay. I got you.
Because the art of being gay is being gay.
It's being. Mm-hmm.
It's a continuous state of being.
Okay. So if you lie 10 times, you're not a liar. You just lie.
Well, 10 times, you damn near
That's
fraud.
A lot of
so
practice.
What's the limit? So anything above?
Two. You get a second chance, and then if you keep it going, then
yeah,
there you are.
You strike out at three.
Yeah, pretty much.
You strike out at three.
All right.
Yeah. I think we just made some new bylaws.
We did. We should print this out.
Yeah,
we have to know what book.
Don't worry, it's documented. It's documented.
They got to sign it before you go into a relationship after three times. You know you become a liar.
But what if it's like he's like, I only did it three times. It's the four.
He's out.
Yeah, he's done.
And he's out.
Right. Strike out.
He's done.
He striked out.
Three dicks, you're out. Ba-doom, ba-doom.
Well, all right.
I like how you brought that back.
Thank you.
But this whole work in progress thing, right? So it's just interesting to me because I feel like right now, women get the short end of the stick if we don't forgive a guy. They act like there's something wrong with us, right? They'll be like, well, you know, you guys got to work on your relationship. Nothing's easy, da-da-da-da-da. Guys mess up. We take them back. And if we don't take them back, it's like something's wrong with us. We're not forgiving enough. You know, we're not.
Well, I'll say it like this. You have to know the spirit of a man, mm-hmm. or at least feel like you do, to be able to accept whatever you're going to accept. Because there is, there are mistakes. Mm-hmm. But then it crosses into a space where it becomes deliberate and disrespectful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's not cool. And that's where you have to understand what kind of man you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're speaking in terms of two loving people who are in a loving relationship, and you know what I'm saying, as a flawed man, I've made mistakes, you know what I'm saying? And I've really needed my woman to take me back, and really, I was really apologetic and really am sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you find yourself in that situation, then yeah, you got to build from something. Of mm-hmm. course, because it's not going to be perfect. But, you know, niggas just don't care.
You think men are as forgiving for women?
No, we're not.
Absolutely not. They don't forgive at all.
What we do that at?
Never, ever.
So you've never had to deal with a woman's indiscretions and took her back?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have. Yeah, that's how I got a wife.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I had to go, yeah.
You know, so what? She cheated on you?
Yeah.
But you cheated on her too?
Why are we talking about me?
Yeah. See, there we go.
Problem here, sir.
We're talking about forgiving a woman, okay?
So what was that process like for you?
In my younger days as a young man, you know, I didn't get it. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And my mom had told me, and she had told me at the time it was going down, she's like, you know, things happen, you know what I'm saying? And people aren't perfect. And I'm telling you that from firsthand experience. And I didn't know what that meant at the time, mm-hmm. you know, and then years later when we reconnect and, you know, we just kind of audit our past relationship and come full circle. You know, me as a older man, and I'm gonna tell you what changed for me if I can switch
of course.
Yeah. lanes. When I had daughters, and I started to understand the relationship, I started to truly understand the relationship between a man and a woman. Because like your daughters, that's everything, right? And no matter what they do, that's your daughter. Mm. You're not going nowhere. Mm-hmm. She ain't going nowhere.
You love her to death.
Love her to death. This is what it is. And to me, I felt like that same understanding needed to apply to the relationship that you have with a woman that you're in love with. Mm-hmm. If you're truly in love with her. Like, we riding. Okay. Please don't do that again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't do that.
As a woman, I know, like, having been cheated on, you think about it, like, at random ass times.
Yes,
and
you
think
do.
About it when you're in bed together a lot.
Or, like, when things are going good sometimes.
Yeah. Yep. You could be having sex, and you'd be thinking, like, did he say that to that bitch, too?
Yeah. I'm gonna need y'all to stop that.
How do you move past
we can't
that?
Help it.
Because you've moved past it, so how do you move past it?
Well, we both had to move past a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's just a conscious decision. And it's a decision that you have to make every day. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't stop. Like, mm-hmm. it's never just, you know, like you said. Like
because
you
it doesn't be, go away.
You mm-hmm. could be laying down in the bed. You know what I'm saying? You got a full whole nother situation going on. You know what I'm saying? You still thinking about, you know, what went wrong. You right. know what I mean? When y'all might have had 2 years of good times together mm-hmm. already mm-hmm. past that. But, you know, it's a decision really that you have to make every day.
You think men and women cheat for different reasons?
Absolutely.
So what would you say men cheat for and why do women cheat?
Men cheat because we don't have no choice.
Men cheat because
what?
They can.
Oh my God.
You always have I'm a choice.
Out. You take
it in charge
have a
of your own destiny.
Tank.
Y'all want to talk about the design of a man? Is that yeah. what y'all want to get into?
Go ahead.
How do you not have a choice?
The creation of a man?
Please.
It's that weird chromosome y'all
you
got that make y'all cheat.
Let me tell you something.
Y'all can't help it. It's in your DNA.
I was being extra when I said we have no choice. But you have to understand go back to how we were created. Like even think conceptually about how we're able to leave the house, right? And go do everything that we have to do. You may get a phone call from us, may not. You got to call us and check on us. Everything okay? What you doing, babe? Oh, I'm just at work, just getting it in. We're so dialed into what we have to do once we're gone. We're so dialed in to whatever mission we're on in terms of being soldiers, in terms of being providers, in terms of these. That's how we're in. And so when we leave, we disconnect.
Hmm.
We are completely disconnected. And when a woman leaves the house, what is she doing an hour as soon as she's gone? Calling, checking on the kids, calling the babysitter, have they eaten? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Calling you, calling their man, like, where you at? I was just checking on you. I mean, I'm on my lunch break, but I'm just saying, make sure you good. Like, that's a woman stays connected. Mm-hmm. And we so easily disconnect, which allows room for distractions.
Mm. Well, I guess I'm a man.
I just Stephanie definitely disconnect.
I don't check up on anybody. I don't. I like you said, men do. I go out and I focus on what I'm doing, on handling my business.
Yeah,
and that's
you don't
me.
Feel like that's with certain people, because I feel like I could disconnect. In a certain relationship, but it might be another relationship that I have later on that I am connected to. So do you feel like a person can change that as well?
I think a person can change it. I think the relationship can change it. It is definitely case by case, but for the most part, that's what men are made of.
Right.
That's,
so I don't want to get away from the second part of this question.
Yes, please.
Why do women cheat?
Right. I feel like now there's a new millennial woman. There's a new millennial idea of women who operate as men, which is completely...
Hi, nice to meet you.
Which is completely unnatural, but an evolution based on a need that we fail to provide. So we'll get into that. But I feel like women cheat because there's a deficiency somewhere. Mm. If a woman is with a man and he's doing everything he's supposed to do, everything. Let's say 85% of what he's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. That woman will stay home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. You're
as
right.
As soon as a man starts falling off in areas that made his woman feel special,
there's a void that need to be filled.
And it's not even a need to be filled, because a woman doesn't know it needs to be filled until that other guy starts spitting that good game. Mm-hmm. She don't even realize how caught up she is into that conversation until she looks at her phone and she's got like 3 missed calls and an hour and a half has gone by and she's 3 drinks in.
See, I don't know about gender roles anymore like that. Because like Gigi and Stephanie will tell you, and L'Oreal, you are the type to check up? Like,
no,
that.
I'm not.
I don't think I am either. None of us.
I used to.
It depends, like I said, on the relationship.
It depends on the relationship.
It depends check on in. The relationship. Some people, I might feel like I do want to speak to him, or what's going on with him. But if I really don't like you like that for real, I don't care what you're doing.
But love.
But then if that's your man, of course you
I
like
mean,
him.
But I mean, you're speaking like relationship.
Somebody else. So relationship wise, maybe. Yeah.
I could be totally in love. I'm not calling you all day. Don't call me all day either. Like, we could speak. We know. We keep in touch. Let each other know what's going on. I don't need to speak to you all day.
What I think it depends on what you do. Well, like, my boyfriend texts me probably more than I text him.
See?
That's different. Okay. Well, I mean,
do you feel like you're handling a little bit more kind of things than he is, though? Like,
yeah, I probably am a lot more like too. Out running around during the day. You know what I mean? Like,
and you interviewing Tank today. He played.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
How's work?
I think that's a difference too. I feel like when he knows, or not just him necessarily, but in our field, it's like, oh, you went to the studio with who tonight?
Okay, I wouldn't date somebody that felt like that though.
No, but they're not gonna show
it's not,
it like
it's not,
that.
It's unconscious.
Yeah, it's
we're
not.
I don't feel like my boyfriend is like that. He don't really be like nervous about.
It may not even be conscious for him. It's just we want to know where our stuff is. Mm-hmm. You know.
Now
what I'm
listen,
saying?
Let's talk about you for a second, Tank.
Talk about me.
All right, so getting married, right? Let's talk about things that, because there's things you think about that, I'm going to do that with my husband. Mm-hmm. Are there things that men think about, like, when I get married, I'm going to do that with my wife in the bedroom? Like, things that you haven't done, and it's the first time you've done it after you got married?
No.
I knew it.
Yeah. I knew it. No, we are not doing that.
Okay. A little more pure. trying.
And for me, like, I mean, I've known, you know, me and Z have known each other since 2000.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a long time.
You know, we've been at this off and on for a long time. So, I mean, when we got married, like, you want to get married? All right, cool, let's go. You know what I'm saying?
It's like,
we didn't have to try anything new. Like, we had tried everything. We was like, that's really good. You know what I'm saying? So,
FYI, I didn't know that. I just learned that you guys were, you know, that long. But hanging out with y'all and seeing how you all are just, like, meshed and connect, like, now I get it.
Right. Yeah, like, that's my, for lack of a better word, like, that's my dude.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
that's
how it should be.
That's my nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's the best relationships is when you could be, like, real good best friends or whatever, like, homies. And then
she know all your shit. You know all her shit.
She can't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
She can't support, you can't, she can't shock me. Like nobody could call me and say, man, your girl up in this hotel, turn this thing out, man. I say, man, tell her to come home when she finished. I'm sick of her doing this shit. I'll talk to you later. Like she can't shock me.
Right. So if she pulled out a new trick in the bedroom, you would be like, does that ever happen?
Someone's been watching porn. Okay. Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? If I enjoy it, I don't have any questions. Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm cool. I don't think that far. You know what I'm saying? Just take care of me.
Do you guys think about that? Like, I'm not going to do this till I get married. Like, some people be thinking, like, this is for my husband.
No. Sorry.
No. What? No.
Anybody can get it. I'm just
and you might not know this, but I'm single now. So, I'm out here.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, because he knows me from my relationship.
I feel like I mean, in terms of sex, you know what I'm saying? In terms of saving things. Like, I just have this firm belief that every, like, sex is not just sex, it's a sexual experience. Like every time has to be the championship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I've always operated. Mm-hmm.
Even the first time that you have sex with somebody, because
it's a championship.
Don't you feel like we be holding back a little bit the first time? Like, all right, I'm gonna do this, okay. But
yeah, listen, I
not do the whole thing.
You could try that whole back thing if you want to. I'm gonna pull some of my body.
Yeah,
that's my job.
That's a case by case scenario for me. It depends on the chemistry with the person and how I'm feeling and how I feel them.
And for me, we don't even get into that space unless there's the kind of chemistry that allows for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gotta be some real eye contact, some real spiritual connection, some vibes, because we gonna do some soul time. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We're gonna get butt neck all the way.
Like, there's certain things that the first time I have sex with somebody, I just don't think I would do. Like I don't want you to put your finger in my butt the first time we have sex.
I don't think I'm gonna
put my thumb in a butt.
I don't think that there should be a rule. Like
I don't know if I'm comfortable enough for that.
But what if it's just amazing sex and he dipped the finger go up there and she'd just be like bloop. Oh, wow.
I'm not putting rules signs on.
It's not a rule, but I just know how I am. I know that, like, I think that I'm very caught. Like the first time I have sex is gonna be more like,
I did it almost.
And you head back up.
And then, like, I don't think you should let somebody come on your face the first time you have sex.
That's kind of extra.
You have way too many rules.
And you know, we all know I love a facial, right? And I don't think I've had sex with a guy for the first time I let him come on my face. So
yeah, I think that's the first time
he's gonna come in the condom. He might can come on my ass.
We talking about condoms now. So this is the thing, right?
I'm married.
We're talking about
condoms.
Okay.
I'm having condom sex right now. The sex I'm having right now is definitely condom sex. Because I'm newly single. I wasn't having condom sex for a really long time.
Sex is what that is.
Well, you know, everybody live a little.
Now, I'm not saying the condom right now. Come on, me. But the condom on right now.
But if you're going, if we're in a place where we can ready to have sex, you know what I'm saying? We can ready to get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like this is, who knows what this may spawn. This could turn into a lifetime.
This can turn into
I want to know what it's all about.
And you're not going to film it the first time, right?
No, I'm not going to film it the first time.
See, that's what I'm saying. There's rules.
I don't film at all.
No, but I don't, me neither.
I'm surprised you don't film sex.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm surprised too.
I don't film sex.
So that you on the road, you can't just look at it, not even like a little.
I have a vast imagination. When I say vast imagination, I have a vast. I remember my first time. I remember her house. I remember her bedroom. I remember the phone ringing. I have a vast.
How old were you?
It was a house phone. A landline.
It was a house phone.
It wasn't rotary, right?
Fifth grade. 9, 10 years old.
Wait, that's very.
You beat me. Shit.
It's a neighborhood.
Damn.
How old was the girl?
It was the neighborhood thing.
How old was
she? She was like 12.
Damn.
Damn, y'all was hair. Young.
My first time, we were like 11 and 12.
She had hair.
She had hair.
We were like 11 and 12.
It was wild.
12 and 13.
Did you know what you were doing?
No. I knew how to move a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I knew where to aim. You know what I'm saying? And I knew I only needed 11 to 12 strokes.
Come on, stroke number.
And I'm out!
I hope the stroke number went up.
Now it's about time. You know what I'm saying? Now we put in time. It ain't strokes no more. It's time.
In fifth grade, I didn't know anything about sex. Like, I didn't really know anything.
In fifth grade, I was having sex.
I didn't really know anything.
Oh, yeah, I was...
I was touching and rubbing on coochie in fifth grade.
Yeah, once a little
other
blood...
Other people's or yours?
Once a little blood rushed into my thing, I was
9 years old, I had my first experience with a woman. Or girl.
I was 9 years
old? 9 years old.
Oh, we were, yeah. I was curious as a kid.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have my first sexual experience until I was a teenager, but I was watching Channel 35. I'm from Manhattan, and we had Channel 35, and I was masturbating when I was like 10 years old.
When I was really young.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing. It stayed on for a little bit, and you could see a little bit
and
of the sex
keep on
scene,
changing
and then
the
it cut
back.
Off. Yeah, so you had to go back to
it. No, it would be like infomercials, like call 957.
No. You didn't have the right channel.
It would be like, no, but they would be sucking dick and all types of shit in the commercials. It was all kinds of shit. Wow. I'm from Chelsea, you know, like there was a lot going on in Chelsea when we were kids.
Yeah, you had to.
We didn't have that. But there was a lot going on back then. You're from the city. You had
Brooklyn.
Channel 35.
I just remember flipping through the channels and then you would see a little bit of something and then you had to keep on switching back to
that. Yeah, you go back. Yeah, because it'll go out real quick.
It'll go out. I would see that and my dad, he lived in Manhattan, so I would see that. So that's why I figured it was the same.
Robin Bird.
But my sisters was older and they had real sex. They used to be watching real sex
on HBO.
So that's what I really saw was when my sisters would be sneaking on my cousins.
Real sex didn't never make sex look that appealing, I feel like.
I think it was anything when you're young.
When you're young,
anything that looked like a titty.
I used to stay up to wait for the cable stations to switch to
the porn shit.
I remember me and my dad used to have like Mexican standoffs, you know what I'm saying? Because dad would be sitting on that couch and I'd be sitting on the couch. Like,
Who's going to bed?
You know what?
Because I'm going to touch myself tonight, I promise you that.
But the crazy
you either going to be sitting here with me.
Yeah, y'all were both waiting for the same thing.
Exactly. You got to watch it together.
Now, come on, Dad. Just go on in the bed with mom.
I know what
you're
here for. You could have gave a nigga some pointers or anything.
You see what
you left me out there by myself.
My parents used to have VHS porn tapes like hidden.
And you have to rewind them back to the exact number.
And you had to put it right back home where you found it.
Yes.
No way.
And it would be like mislabeled or no label at all on it. And then you had to wait till they went out and watch them.
Bro, yeah, what if you put it in and it was them?
No, it wasn't.
That
would be
sick. I used to go to my father's stash so much to where I built my own stash.
I became like
the porn king amongst all my friends, and they would come to my house and borrow tapes. DVDs. Oh no, I was a guy.
Did you care about plots ever?
Do I care about plots?
Yeah.
I used to. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't care about plots.
Because I remember the first porn I saw was this movie called The Pleasure Hunt. I'm mad you remember it. No, I just remember it was called The Pleasure Hunt. And it was like some girl and she was like going to different places like it was a map, like it was like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I don't want to plot.
Y'all taking too long.
I don't want to plot. Yeah, I just want to see the action.
That sounds like it's outdoor sex.
And I'm big on angles too.
I don't like outdoor sex.
I want to see it actually happening. Like, I don't want to think that you're actually, I don't want to think that you're eating pussy, I want to see the tongue in the pussy.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you humping from the side. I want to see the dick going in.
Yeah.
I need to see it.
Real POV.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. And now with the porn, you can be so very specific.
About your search.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's just a great place for porn.
Isn't it the worst when you're like, okay, this is the part, and then they like show the person's face?
You're like,
why the fuck do we care about watching someone's face on porn?
Because they're not really coming.
Well, it depends. No.
Sometimes.
Or like
don't.
You see them kissing and they're like showing them kissing for you're like, what the fuck do I want to see this part for? It's
hate
porn.
That.
I don't like kissing.
So you could not me. Come from just watching people kiss?
No, but I think that's a part of
it's
it.
A
if
build
they're
up.
Kissing good. If they're doing some good quality kissing and it's part of the action, the porn, I'm into that.
I hate when the cameraman pans into the face. Like, come on.
Right.
Especially when the girl not
sure. What is this?
I don't want to be that.
If a woman is having an orgasm, I want to see her face.
But what if she's ugly? These bitches be
even
ugly.
If she cute, she making an ugly face while she orgasm.
Right, like, listen, I got some homemade porn in my phone right now.
I got some homemade porn in my phone right now, and I was watching the playback, and I was like, "Oh, I look crazy, but damn!" Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't want to see nobody's face. I don't even want to do this to L'Oreal.
Oh God, what now?
No, I was just thinking about a porn star and something. I don't know.
Go anyway, ahead. I don't give a fuck.
What did you do?
It wasn't her. But imagine like your boyfriend cheats on you with a porn star.
Oh yeah, my boyfriend cheated on me with a porn star before. Ugh, and she was ugly as fuck and a MILF.
But that was more of a fantasy thing. That wasn't like a real cheat.
Yeah, he was so mad that I found out about that shit.
That wasn't a real
cheat. How did you find out?
All cheats are real.
How did I find out? Oh, that bitch told
me. All cheats are real when she do it.
Hmm? All cheats are real. If a man can stop long enough and stop being sensitive long enough, stop being a baby long enough to ask the right questions.
Stop being a baby
and figure out the problem and get through, work through it.
We were talking about gender roles before, and like I said, sometimes I feel like I disconnect and I have a lot of masculine traits to me, but I feel like men are made for forgiving. Women are not. I don't feel like women should be forgiven as easily as a man.
Oh my God, I don't agree with that.
What?
Come on, Stephanie.
Because I feel like we as women, we cheat, you know, from the heart. We don't cheat like from our, you know, pussies.
That's
like
not my true man all the time.
It's true most of the time.
A nigga can leave a baby in a bitch.
A woman when she cheats is because she had a feeling. And it's like, can you really?
I think a lot of women cheat as payback.
I don't feel like if I cheat on my man, I don't feel like I should be forgiven.
That's
so
the number
easily.
One reason. I think why the number I one reason because it was payback.
It's revenge. Oh, you did it. I'm gonna do it back and try to make me feel better.
But that's what I'm saying. That's a little unforgivable. Now you tip for tat.
Well, I mean, not even.
At least you have a reason.
But if it's even at this point, if it's even, then all right, let's move on.
Yeah. Now see, move on.
Let's get back to our regular schedule.
Get back to regular schedule. Yeah.
I feel like it's better to do something with a reason.
I'm forgiving because I just know what I've done.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I know what I've needed forgiveness for.
What have you done?
Huh?
Like, some shit? Give us some examples. Like, what's the worst thing you ever did to a woman
that you felt bad about? That's it.
Cheating.
I've been married before.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, you gotta picture me being, you know, 24 years old, fresh in LA with a hit record and Shaquille O'Neal at your birthday party.
Yeah, right. He was fucking everything.
Like, I didn't. There's no book that tells you how to handle.
I had nobody all to teach me.
And he could say. I had nobody to teach me. Without they drugs.
I had nobody to teach me.
I had my young muscles, my young testosterone. Come on, like I'm on the road 4 days out of the week.
So why'd you get married?
I thought that I wanted to get married.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I loved her, and we, you know, it was because it was simple. We were living in, you know, we're living in Maryland, and you know, we wake up in the morning. I take her to work. Mm-hmm. I go to the gym. Go to my mama's basement, mess with my equipment. Go pick her up from work. Go back home.
We should get married.
Eat some food.
Right.
Hang out. Like we had a thing that felt great and was ours. And I didn't know that moving to LA and establishing my career would alter the fabric of our relationship or even change me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Completely as a man. I didn't know that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so the success also that came with
all of that. And so that's, and you know, and when I talk to young guys, I always encourage them. I say, make sure you're established in who you are and who you want to be before you bring somebody into the party.
Mm-hmm.
Start adding people to that because you're going to change.
For
the
sure.
things you like are going to change. You know what I'm saying? For the majority of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like you get around and see this world, see what the world has to offer mm-hmm. versus just your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Your thought process completely changes.
Right? I agree with that.
No, I say that all the time.
You got to know yourself and have your stuff together and know, you know, live in order to bring somebody else into. And I feel like now, like even the point I'm in my life, like I have a new job and everything. I moved to a new city and people are like, oh, you're still single? Yes, because I'm still figuring out stuff for my own self.
That's right.
That doesn't mean I'm not dating. That doesn't mean I don't talk to people, but I don't have as much time for someone else because I'm focusing a lot and all of my time on me and my career.
You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give yourself that time. That time to discover who you really are and what you really want.
So when did you know it was over?
What was
your
over?
Your first marriage.
The first marriage.
Pretty early.
Pretty early?
It was early. No, it was, I mean, I think the marriage like really lasted me about 3 years.
3 years,
three
okay.
and a half years. And you know, I showed her that, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? I showed her all of that. And it just didn't. I wasn't ready. I didn't know how to handle it. I was a very young, immature kid. And,
right. 24 is really young.
Really young.
Yeah. All the candy and all the, you know, I went trick-or-treating, you know what I'm saying? When I was supposed to be in the
house. So you were married to her before your career took off.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happened.
That's what he said.
You got the taste.
Yeah. No, I got the. I got the.
How
got
long
the
were you together before you decided to marry?
I was 18 or 19.
Yeah.
So but she moved with you to LA too?
We moved together.
You
to
have
LA.
Kids with her.
Yeah, we have two kids. Mm-hmm. My first two kids. We moved to LA.
I feel like that's what happened with me. I was happy in my relationship, and then I got my foot into the door in the industry, and I was like, what relationship? I'm single. Yeah.
That's what people ask you. You're in a relationship.
So she can relate.
You
it
are
depends.
Not giving me any feminine thought processes.
She can relate.
That's exactly what happened.
It's all thug processes. Uh-huh.
I was with somebody for almost 8 years.
Like, I'm in these streets.
I'm out.
My followers went up on Twitter.
My followers
was like,
up.
She tried.
Babe, I can't post our pictures, okay?
Oh, my God. Posting pictures nowadays is like the ultimate. Mm-hmm. You know, people is like, look, I ain't... Once you post it, that's official. So,
yeah.
People got to date for like 2-3 years before they're like,
all
right.
Make it a post.
Yeah, you ain't just posting. And do you take the pictures down immediately? When you're not together anymore.
I did.
Yeah.
Immediately?
Immediately.
I did too.
I mean, social media wasn't there.
I deleted them.
Yeah, social media wasn't up when I...
So you wasn't even thinking about none of that.
You know what's crazy is that, like, it's crazy because... I'm going to switch another lane. It's a blessing that social media was not around.
I know it was for you.
In those early days. Uh-huh. Like, I'm 43. Anybody close to where...
I'm 40. Absolutely.
So... Imagine if there was social media in 2001.
It'd have been over.
2002. Like, we were given a grace period.
Yes, we were.
Yeah,
that you was having a good old time. I remember, and they were like, they didn't know me back then, but I remember seeing you in Miami in South Beach with Jamie Foxx. And we were staying in the same hotel.
She about to tell on you.
No, he wasn't doing nothing. But I know they was out there wilding. Yes. And I remember being
and
like...
That was in the early 2000s.
And that was when you could really be a famous person, not an internet famous person.
It was like you really had to be...
And it was a low hotel too. That's how I know they was doing it. It was low.
Which hotel?
It was like the Bentley Beach or something.
Bentley
like.
Beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, and it just opened.
Yes. And I was saying that because somebody had got me a hookup. That's actually.
So what was you doing there?
I was with a bunch of my girls because it was Jennifer's birthday from Basketball Wives. And so
Bentley
we were all,
Beach,
yeah, we
on.
Were all out there. And so we got a hookup
do
on this
you
hotel.
Remember?
Hey.
It's going down at the Bentley Beach.
Exactly. So
Lord
I just
help us.
Imagine if they had social media back then.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy y'all did. I'm happy. I was younger at that time, but I'm happy that I got to experience seeing stars be stars and have privacy and do all of that. Not what's going on now. Everybody's just open about all their business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, reality, the success of reality.
Because you guys were
killed everything,
right?
Yeah,
because the fan no longer craved mystery.
Although reality is fake to me.
Well, now it's fake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they did the analytics on reality and what people respond to, you know, during all of these shows and all these things. So now they use the analytic to create the narrative, and now you have scripted reality.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotta be interesting.
But you know, in the beginning it was real.
It was real.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so when people responded to it, people like when it came to their artists, they were like, well, where's your reality at? How do we connect with you? Mm-hmm, like, old boy over here is losing his mind. They can recheck him into a mental institution. We're watching the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? And then you got guys like us who were taught to just, you know what I'm saying, go in your hotel room and stay and retreat and don't come out and nobody see you and take the service elevator and then walk through. And now we walking in the front door. Mm-hmm. Hey, with our phone on, we in here. You know what I'm saying?
We there watching TGT break up on social media.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, In real time.
But that's the new gold. That's the new commodity.
You'd be like, what day?
It was coming. That's the new goal. So
no, but like when Will Smith came out on social media, he explained that like he comes from a time where celebrities, you know, they needed mystery to to feel like that superstar, and it was important. And now he's going nuts on social media. He loves it.
He
loves the favorite thing.
But he's cheating. He's cheating.
Why?
Okay? because he has every resource known to man.
Right. He has access to everything.
Yeah, yeah. He does have the best Instagram.
He's not making regular content, like from a bottom up content.
None of his content.
Oh, I just started on Instagram.
All his shit is being Will Smith.
All
his shit is a production. Automatic.
All the production.
Everything is a production.
It's produced.
Every post is produced.
He got Martin Scorsese doing bits for him. Like, well, come on, man. I can't do that.
All I heard was he's cheating. And I'm like, with who?
I'm like, confirmed.
I was like, whoa. No. I've never heard nobody actually come out and say it.
Will Smith is just, I mean, of course he's an anomaly. He's just one of the greatest talents I think this earth has ever seen. But when he puts his mind to taking over something,
he does it.
It's
Instagram
nothing
over
you
in
can
20
do.
Minutes.
Right.
Like, he's Will Smith. What can't Will Smith do?
He can do everything.
He can do everything.
Speak Spanish. It's amazing.
He can do everything.
That's a lot of pressure, though.
Hablo español también. It's not just him. I got a little Big Willie.
Say more than that. Big Willie, okay, right?
That. I paused quick.
Yeah. That's the show for it, though, if you want to talk. You know?
Now, how do you...
I'm just saying.
It's, no judgment here.
No judgment zone.
Lip service.
No judgment. Right.
You suck the dick twice? No problem.
No problem. I actually like that.
It's my favorite porn episode. Y'all nice with it.
I know you're busy. Your inbox is full of unread emails. There's dinner to make and you haven't even taken a deep breath since yesterday. Well, why not unwind and take a moment to reconnect with yourself and prioritize your pleasure with Dipsy Stories. Dipsy is an audio app full of short, sexy stories and guided sessions designed to turn you on. Each story is created with women in mind. They're relatable and immersive. And there's something for everyone, whether you're into men, women, or both. Find stories about strangers meeting on the beach in Mexico or seeing that ex you can't stop thinking about on the subway. They add 3 brand new stories every week, so you'll always have more to explore. Whatever you're in the mood for, Dipsy always keeps it real and really hot. And for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Angela. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Angela. That's dipsystories.com/Angela.
Now, let's talk about keeping things spicy, right? Because you have known your wife for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. So how do you guys keep things spicy? Like, do you do things like play dress up? Do you go out and do the whole stranger in a bar scenario? Any of those things?
No.
That sounded so corny, Angela.
She said dress up. I'm like,
no, we don't.
No role play at all.
But that, I think I still desire my woman. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't necessarily need her to be anybody else for me to be completely aroused and turned on by her.
Mm-hmm. No scenarios, you're a cheerleader, I'm a football player.
It's always brand new to me. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I
That's
treat
amazing.
It. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is okay, yeah, first time. And it's crazy because we spend so much time apart.
Right.
The excitement. You know what I'm saying? And our focuses are always so different. I'm on work. She got the kids. Mm-hmm. She got her beauty stuff. And she got the house to take. You know what I mean? That when we finally actually get in there. We got 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's finally a moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So we haven't even gotten to the space where we've exhausted right. just us yet. We haven't even exhausted that yet. So
do you feel like sometimes you know so well what makes you come and your man knows what makes you come so well that you kind of do the same things and you don't vary it because you're like, this is what always
works.
Like, to get that spot, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like what I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that when it gets old to you, then yes, switch it up. But I mean, there are go-to things. I mean, you can dance around it all you want. But
we know what's gonna work.
But the magic is where the magic is. You know what I'm saying? I got a few magical things that I do that she know I can do. That she just and she be, well, when you gonna do that? You know what I'm saying?
Like,
let's get right to it. You know, we don't be having a whole lot of time to be, you know what I'm saying, beating around the bush. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
you
gonna stop with all this foreplay bullshit? Let's get to it.
Licking behind the kneecaps today. That's cute. Can you get to the thing?
Okay.
How did she feel about your whole exposing yourself with your legs up in the air on the breakfast? club. But she's like, that was just our thing, baby.
She thinks I'm hilarious. Like, she's like, why do you do this? Because like, it doesn't just affect me. It affects her too. Right. So right. Like, you got people in her DMs.
I'm not drinking enough to Zena.
Just saying the wildest shit ever. Oh, you lick ass, huh? Yeah. I got to ask for you to lick. Like,
damn just, it.
It's
too
just,
far.
It's just like, it really affects her. She's like, right. Can you just stop saying this shit, doing this shit?
Right.
Licking ass is a wonderful thing. I just want to add.
It's funny because I like Angela said, she probably out with her friends. They're like, here, try this. You're like, nah, you share it. Drink with you, baby.
Not your drink. Not your drink.
Nah, try your own.
What you drink? I'm going to get one. I'm going to just get one.
I don't want E. coli.
E. coli? That's cold blooded. That's cold blooded. I'm clean, first of all.
Oh, yeah. Do you clean? Okay. You got to clean your butthole, right?
I'm clean, first of all right? I stay with wet wipes. I don't play no game. You know what I'm saying? Even if I'm not using it, I freshen up. You know what I'm saying?
Girl, right?
Ain't no whole lot of dudes that freshen up.
I have wipes in my bag right now. Just
me
in case.
Too. I got baby wipes. Mm-hmm. But I know you talked about it on the Breakfast Club a little bit, but what do you think it is that guys are so scared to say that, like, you know, yeah.
Because even though they're not saying they're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, because, right, we've come into a place where the whole idea of being gay is, it's out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Everybody should be comfortable with that conversation. But you'll find that most men are still, no matter how much they talk about it in terms of somebody else, in terms of talking about things that may put them in that space, mm-hmm. completely uncomfortable.
Right.
We'll not talk about it. We'll not address it. Nothing. They can't. Mm-hmm. Because they don't want to feel like, you know what I mean? They're put into the same category.
Like, they like it, but they won't tell you. Yeah. To. I think guys want you to do it to them, but they won't be like,
they
want to
act surprised. Oh, yeah. This has never happened.
Yeah.
Before.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
But they're not going to say nothing.
Right, yeah. Right.
But no, would you rather live with not getting something done to you than just expressing how you really feel? That's crazy to me.
It's a pride thing for men. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, a man will hide behind that pride for life. You know what I mean? That's how most men are designed.
When they could be waving that pride flag.
Yeah, and they'll be judging other people.
Well, yeah, and then there's the judgment part.
Yeah.
You know, people fear judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I don't. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, I'm not.
I don't either.
I everything that I do with my woman, like, I'm 100% secure right. about. You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, you open the doors for a lot of guys to be like, okay,
guys right. don't admit
yeah,
it.
I mean, I'm not a homosexual, but I do. You know, I enjoy a little salad.
You know something
mm-hmm.
I learned?
You know what I'm saying? No utensils, but
something I learned very recently was speaking with one, y'all know Trav. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with Trav. We were out at lunch,
mm-hmm.
and I had a conversation with him about licking ass, basically, because I really love to do it. And he basically told me that, well, because I was saying, like, you know, men don't like to say they like it because they feel like it's like gay. Da, da, da. And he's like, I'm as gay as they come and I don't want nothing near my ass. He's like, I'm a top. And he's like, so all gay men don't like that.
Right.
So it's a
false narrative.
Right.
So to speak. Right.
Exactly.
Right,
Gigi, I didn't know you loved eating ass like that.
Yeah. She's like, I do love to do it. It's the power. No joke.
It's the power.
It's also how you do. Like, if you can't like take both hands and spread it.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
But it's the
for sure.
But it's the power.
There's no wrong way to eat an ass.
There's no wrong way. but if you can get really into it, then
I've never been in that position.
I've had guys in that position, all fours, legs up. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't graduated to that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you got some school to take.
But it's a turn on for me because it's an exchange of power, and that's why I love it. It's the power that it gives me. I spoke about this on the Gillian Wallow episode. It's the power that it gives me that makes me love it so much.
Right.
Because I feel like I have him. Like, I gotcha.
Yeah, I'm like right at the beginning stage. You
know what
I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I always say about putting fingers in a guy's ass. You know, I always say that it makes a guy my bitch.
Like, I don't know. If you like a tongue, really you love like a finger.
And I don't think that makes a guy a homosexual if he enjoys a woman.
I don't think so either.
But I just don't enjoy it.
I don't think it's gay.
Right.
I think it's gay if I'm fisting you.
No, yeah, well, that's...
Then,
well,
I don't know if that's gay either. That's just fisting.
A whole fist.
That's
a whole
hand.
That doesn't necessarily mean
not
gay.
Put a whole
but
fist
if you
in
can fit a fist,
but
is what I'm saying, is a bit much.
Even like a four-finger joint.
But what about three?
Let's think about it.
What about three fingers?
Let's think about it.
Let's think about it.
It's still... it's still something consensual between a woman and a man. Mm-hmm. So how does it make him?
And that's how I feel.
Right. But see, this is my
sentiments exactly.
If he wants a man to fist him, then there
that's where we cross the line.
But where I don't think my mind would go is if you could fit a fist, it's because a dick was
there. Was something else there?
No, that's the what I would think in my mind.
It was the last woman's fist.
But what if before? Like you got to because I. Try anal. I've done anal before, but it's hard. Like, so it's, I can't only imagine.
Huh? Relax your jaw.
Shut up. I can only imagine being able to just shove a fist up there. I know you can't shove a fist up mine right now, you know? So
Let me see. Well, you gotta get to there.
Come here. Exactly. So
you gotta go like one finger, two finger, three finger fist. Like, you gotta get there.
I think one finger, you can't take a fist.
I think a finger.
But not like straight away. Exactly.
You gotta get there.
If somebody's at fist point.
Fist point. Fist point.
Oh,
wow.
Somebody's at fist point.
I've never done that. I fisted a girl in her vagina.
They have either been doing this at a very high level.
Thank you.
For a long time.
I don't want to fist the guy.
They were just born with loose bowels.
Right.
And that is possible.
They were born right. with a broken shit gripper.
I wish mine was a little looser.
You want to fist up your ass?
Oh my God.
I don't want to fist, but it would be nice to take a dick.
In your ass.
I can't even, you know, mine's is so tight.
How do you know it would be nice to take a dick in your ass?
Because I just, you know, it looks fun.
It does.
And I've done it before.
Does the finger feel good? Does the finger feel good?
To,
no, it doesn't. You know you don't like a dick?
No, it doesn't feel good.
I've done anal before. Like a dick.
Yeah,
if you don't like a finger, you're definitely not going to like a dick.
I've done anal before, and I've trained it up with an average size penis, and it got trained up enough to where we could actually fuck, and it felt good.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But that's not the average experience. Hmm.
You got to keep going till you get a fist up
there. That's it. That's a, that was so many years ago. Though. I think that's
true.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a toy you could sit on at home to help you.
Yeah,
I don't even want to.
Plug,
no, these days, please.
Okay.
Like, it's just closed, over. It's out of the question.
Grand opening? Grand closing.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you talk shit during sex?
Not like shit.
Like, what do you say?
I say really basic stuff.
Really? I'm surprised.
And I really don't talk much.
Oh.
She's disappointed.
Yeah, I don't talk. I think if it's intense and you're that caught up in it, it's not really a whole lot to talk about.
To talk about, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm into very connective spiritual experiences, and you don't interrupt that by saying whose pussy is this.
Exactly.
Like I'm not
what about like I love you?
No, I'm cool.
This is amazing. You don't say I love you during sex?
No.
Or you don't ask her to tell you that she loves you?
No.
Like tell me you love me.
No. That's a different kind of sex. That's a different kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which has its place in time. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's fucking.
You know what I'm saying? When you fucking,
that's not making love.
Then that's different. You know what I'm saying? Then you can get into some, bitch, told you. We're going to get this gold dick tonight. Yeah, full thing. That's that. You know what I'm saying? But when you.
That's pretty funny.
You know what I'm saying? But when you.
When we.
Yeah. When you in there, you can't talk.
You know, I used to find that I used to talk a lot during sex, like, oh, daddy and this and whatever the hell that would come to my mind.
I'm not talking.
I used to do it when I was younger, but now I don't. I'd be forgetting like damn, I might make some animal noises,
but I'm not talking.
I definitely moan. I feel.
If it's the right thing, I promise you, it will take all of those words away.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, right?
Exactly.
Like I'm telling you, I'm just so feeling it. I'll be so busy feeling it, I didn't even have. I was letter lost for words.
Not gonna be talking.
The only thing I said was, "Oh my God, I love you." That's it.
And that's what it's supposed to be.
Sometimes talking is fun, though.
It's fun, but that's a different.
I used to do it a lot when I was.
You like being called daddy, or is that weird? Does it matter?
No.
Because I don't like when people are like, "Oh yeah, mommy." I'm like, I ain't nobody.
None of that does it for me. Like I'm a pleaser. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is like getting you to that very special place to where your body is floating off the bed.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's my job. And that's what pleases me.
Every time he says something right. like that, I just
sound like a lyric. To yeah, it
does. I could picture the video. And she, she's like floating off the bed and shit. He got his shirt off and shit.
What if she doesn't come? Do you feel like it's not over till she comes?
It's not over. It's never over. Mm-hmm. It's not over.
It's never over.
R&B.
It's never over.
R&B sex.
Okay. Yeah, it's never over.
Everything he says he is.
I am defeated. And I can't recall, but that I would be defeated within my spirit. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not what we're here for.
R&B, what if you come too fast and then now your dick is soft?
Not going to happen. I've trained myself.
No, then he could use other avenues. He could use his face, his mouth.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. He can eat it.
And that's like, what I'm saying, until it gets hard again.
And I teach classes on that.
Oh. Well, eating pussy?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead. We want to hear some.
What's the class? Because a lot of guys need a class.
Yeah.
Give some tips.
What would you talk? Get the cup.
What?
He could talk about it.
He just said get the cup.
Yeah, get the cup. You got to demonstrate on the cup.
Angela said no reenactments. But we can.
She said no reenactments. She said that before the show.
I just think
guys got to focus. Mm-hmm. You got to focus. And I think the key to any part of sex and doing it well is to love
pay
it.
Pay attention.
To pay attention.
And to love
pay
it, yes.
You got to love it and you got to listen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to listen. You got to pay attention to what's happening. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Because as a woman, our bodies will let you know.
It talks to you.
We don't have to say anything.
You don't have to say anything.
Although talking is good. Like, when somebody's eating you out, to kind of direct them. Do you, like, that's fine, right?
Yeah, right there is a good signal to stay right there.
Like, they don't stay there. They'll do something else.
Early in my you know, eating career, you know what I'm saying? I would get some of those instructions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And as I became a master in this field, I don't get instructions.
Are you like a sloppy pussy eater? Like, the whole bed is wet?
I'm all of the above.
Okay. He said, whatever it is, I'm that.
Versatile.
Well, I mean, I'm listening and I'm dialing in and I'm trying to figure out, because you can't eat every pussy the same way.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely not.
You know what I'm saying? So you have to.
What worked on her?
You have to find it. You have to pay attention. You have to be like, oh, there's the groove. Here we go. And then you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see?
And he knows what he's talking about.
You know how many people lip service, how many guys have learned how to eat pussy from listening to lip service? It's amazing. From us saying what we like.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And what we don't like. Because it's important to know what doesn't work.
Right.
You know? Like, any type of thrusting, I think thrusting tongue doesn't really work. Well, or does it for you?
It's a good in-between move.
Yeah.
It's not the finisher.
No, hell no.
No, it's definitely not a finisher.
Can't be the finisher.
It's not a close.
It's impossible for that to finish.
Yeah, and I don't like the finger and the tongue simultaneously. Some people like that.
I like sucking and a finger at the same time.
Depends, yeah. You have to, it depends.
It's
yeah.
nice.
Because sometimes if it's too much, it could be too much finger.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? And you got to dial it back. You know what I'm saying? You got to know where the area is. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes they don't even like that. Touch at the same time, because if a woman can't do both, you know what I'm saying, in terms of having an orgasm by penetration and a clitoral stimulation, then, you know, you kind of got to pick one.
Mm-hmm. Not only do women can't do both, women don't even know that there's a difference. You'd be surprised how many women that don't know that there's a difference in the orgasm.
I just like to come. It don't matter which way it happened.
Hello.
We learned that from the show. I feel like a lot of women, didn't know the difference between when she was coming internally or from her clit or whatever.
Okay.
But, you know, we were trying to teach Chelsea Handler how to suck dick, right? Mm-hmm. So the balls. Mm-hmm. What do you think about, like, when you're getting head and the balls come into play? Do you want them
played with,
or like, sucked? How do you feel about that?
Like, do you want them sucked, caressed, licked, or do you
or
like
left
them left
alone?
I'm probably the wrong guy to ask.
You're not a ball guy?
Why is that?
I'm not a big head guy.
Oh, what?
Really?
Head guy.
I'm not.
Why?
I'm busy.
You busy?
I'm busy. Like, that's not what turns me on.
Oh, like, I was thinking maybe because your dick is so big, like, girls just don't do it right.
No, it's just that I'm busy doing all the work. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, so you're a pleaser.
I'm a pleaser. Like,
that doesn't
turn me on.
But some girls love to suck dick.
No, and I respect it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'll entertain it.
I'll be respectful.
I'll be respectful.
I'll let her suck my dick.
Okay.
I'm not gonna disrespect you.
That's what you want to do.
But can you not come from head? Or?
Yeah. Again. It has but to be just, special.
It's like mm-hmm. whatever.
It has to be special. Yeah, it's got to be special to keep.
So you don't even like your balls played with.
Cool.
Mm,
I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it.
You're minimal work.
I am light work. I bring all the work.
Do you masturbate in the bedroom? Like while you're there, like let me just jerk off a little.
Rub one out here and there.
You mean while I'm with or just by myself?
Yeah, because you know, sometimes we like to watch.
Oh no, if she wants to watch, she can, but I mean we've done it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Same time, man. Same time. I don't trust you.
I feel like that's a nice connection. Like,
no, that's a cool moment, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you know, take a pause and you know what I'm saying, manhandle yourselves. Right. You know what I'm saying? That type of thing. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you ever have to hold your comeback?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said he mastered that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you hold your comeback for guys that are coming too quick out there?
It depends. You have to listen, you really have to find something that kind of gets you out of that space, but still keeps the blood flowing.
Right, so you don't go down.
So you don't go down. Because you can go down thinking about basketball and your stats. You know what I'm saying? Like you could really lose a lot of blood flow.
Right.
So you got to figure out the magic.
Basketball, it's all about stats. Balance.
But it's all about balance.
Can you tell us what you think about or no?
No.
I want to know.
He thinks about his balls getting played with.
He's like, oh, no, no. I can hold out a little bit. She about to give me head. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, no, I got my own Jedi mind tricks that I play on myself. No. Yeah, something else. You get close. Like, oh, boy.
And once, is there a point where you just can't stop it? Like, where it's about to happen and you're like, oh, well, I just got to let it go. If you're about to come, but you want to hold back, is there a point where...
I mean,
like,
I have been in that position
mm-hmm.
where I just said, all right.
Okay.
We'll go again. Right. Normally better than
in
this.
In 10 minutes. Give me 10 minutes.
I need a good 17.
17 minutes.
In between.
That's not that bad.
By that time, we done moved on.
20, yeah, by that time, we got some food.
What's on? Yeah, you like
we had Red Lobster.
We got an attitude.
Has it always been like that, though? Or, like, do you feel like...
As you get older.
Yeah, younger.
Well,
you?
No, I've always kind of been mm-hmm. a one and done. So, which is why I had to train my one
right.
to
make
be
it count.
A really
right.
fantastic
right. one.
Hour and a half to a 2 hour one. It's gotta be, because we may not have nothing left. You know what I'm saying? So I had to train that one
to, get it all.
To yeah. be very fantastic. Like, you good? You sure? You straight? Because I'm going to go. Like, we done it?
This is it.
Once I go, we go. You know what I'm saying?
No more bullets down.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, certain instances have prompted where it has been more than one. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? I can probably count them on one hand, but mm-hmm. you know.
You remember the first time you made a girl come?
When we... I can't help it.
The first time... I remember the first time I almost did.
Almost doesn't count.
Oh, shit.
And that was the response.
Wow.
She had blue balls. She was like, God.
It was one of the worst sexual experiences of my life.
I was almost there. Just almost happened.
When a woman gives you the sigh.
Really?
Yeah. When we give you that, it'll change your life as a man, as a young boy. I don't care what it is. Like, it'll change. And I was wrecked. And she was older. She was like 6-7 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And she just went into this gear. Because when I was younger, it took me a minute to be able to hold myself together when a woman started getting her I'm about to come rhythm.
Right.
Mm. Okay.
That rhythm was damaging to me. You know what I'm saying? As soon as she got into that groove,
she catch the beat
and started yeah. moaning.
You lost like, it.
That's the worst.
It should be right there.
And so
that
I had
is
to.
The worst.
I was like, okay, I gotta figure this out. I gotta figure
well,
out.
I'm glad you figured it
how
out.
How to hold this? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And so I just, you know, I trained myself to enjoy the moment a little less.
You know enjoy the moment a little
damn.
Less.
Just a little less so, to take hold on.
Because we are trying so hard to make sure we come while y'all trying to make sure you don't come.
It's such a fantastic mm-hmm. moment, like that lead up. You know what I'm saying? When a right. woman is about to have an orgasm.
And you can feel the throbbing.
You can feel the shaking. You can feel the, like, the, that's a, that, that segment is just, it's a special moment. Mm-hmm. It's special. And I just, it just blows my mind. It just killed me.
It's well, special for us. And we went
Tank has to go because he has other things to do today. You know,
he's very busy.
Singing lead.
I gotta sing lead. Just for y'all know, I sing a little bit.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I didn't know that.
I heard you on tour with Fantasia, too.
I got a couple songs on the radio.
Do you?
Wow.
He write a little bit, too, I heard.
Produce a little bit.
That's amazing.
Just a little bit.
Just a little taste.
He would have never known.
Yeah. It's going well.
He's not just on Instagram giving advice.
It's going well. She said, I knew.
I knew all about it.
Yeah, the tour's going to be dope. Me, Robin Thicke, Fantasia. It's Fantasia's tour.
Oh, yeah, we got to catch that.
Bonfire. It's going to be crazy.
All right, good. We're looking forward to it. And we are so happy that we finally got you up here on lip service because you are the, I feel like, guy who loves to talk about relationship stuff and you have a lot of great things to say.
Mm-hmm.
And we may not always agree on things.
We're not supposed to.
Yeah, and we're not supposed to.
Yeah, that's why we exchange information.
It was a great conversation.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes. And Tank, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
The new album comes out October 25th called Elevation.
Elevation.
You can pre-order it now. It's available for pre-order. You get 3 songs now if you pre-order.
Oh, nice shit.
So just, tap in with your neighborhood R&B singer. And that'll be all.
All right. Elevation, October 25th. Tank, thank you so much. It's lip service.